Now, in 2003, the village of Abthorpe provided themselves with broadband. They set up the Abthorpe Broadband Association Limited, which has been successfully receiving broadband ever since, or supplying broadband ever since. However, times have changed and modern technology now demands much faster speeds from broadband, which Abthorpe doesn't have. They need fibre optic cables to supply them with super-fast broadband, but that comes at a cost. Now, Eric Malcolmson is from the Abthorpe Broadband Association. Hello to you, Eric. How you doing? All right?
Yeah, pretty well.
Got you there.
Clear my throat a bit now.
Ah, don't worry, I'm a bit like that myself. So all that smoking I did as a kid, you see. getting back now. Remind us why Abthorpe needed to set up its own broadband in the first place.
In the first place, there was no... The Silverstone Exchange that we're linked to was not enabled by BT for receiving broadband at all. And the only broadband we can get wasn't broadband, it was telephone link using a very slow modem.
Oh, I remember all those...
Yeah, that's right.
That sort of thing. But then when you got broadband, was that not via a fibre optic cable?
No, that was by satellite in the first place, and the satellite link came down in Belgium. So when we went into Google... Google came up in French, wrote it out. And so when we, the BT exchanges were eventually enabled for ADSL lines for broadband connections, we changed over to those.
Right.
So at the moment we're running ADSL lines.
But are BT not getting faster with all their ADSL stuff?
Not in our area. Our area is designated a very, well, I'm going to say speed deprived area. And according to the County Council's plans, we are in the last 10% of an area that would be enabled with fibre optics.
Now, I met somebody once who said, why does the speed matter? Well, it does in a thousand different ways.
Yeah.
Because if you're trying to do work and that sort of thing, it can prove impossible.
Yeah.
And, I mean, what is broadband used for there? Is it just domestic or do people have businesses in the village?
Now, up and down the valley, because now DEFRA have acknowledged we have a case and they'll give us 50% grant towards...
Oh, good guy. I know you're looking for that.
Yeah, they've acknowledged that and... we now have to do a lot of legwork.
And this is for digging a trench and putting in fibre optic cable?
Not necessarily digging a trench. There's too many kind of possibilities here to discuss it easily as one thing. Let's just say there are various ways we can get a fibre optic cable into the area.
Yeah.
And then when we've got it into the area, we will distribute it down the valley and across the villages using radio.
Right.
So now, we go back to the point about...
Using Wi-Fi. Yeah.
Using Wi-Fi, yes.
Yeah, okay. So what is the fibre optic cable going to connect to?
You mean at the supplier's end, it will be connected into one of the main fibre optic networks that run up and down the country. BT have one, Virgin have one, and there are other people that have got fibre optic networks.
Right, so it'll be tied into one of those.
That's right, it'll be tied into one of those, fed into one of the... one of the villages in the area, and then we'll distribute it by radio after that.
Okay. So if you're on Wi-Fi there, I mean, presumably if it's coming through fibre optic, we think of it as being incredibly fast.
Yes, we're looking at 100 megabits a second.
Good Lord, we're all moving to your house.
And the radios will run at the same speed.
Yeah.
But then the equipment that people have in their homes or businesses will dictate exactly what speed that they... get at the end of the line.
Yeah, but it does sound like as if you're going to be on the sharp end of all this. It's going to be wonderful in the end. But how long is it going to take to get there to actually sort of turn it on?
Well, we're half hoping that if we can get move on, because we've got a lot of work to do, as I said.
Got to raise funds?
We've got to raise funds by people promising to subscribe to the service.
Yeah.
And we might have to raise a little bit of capital to match the DEFRA grants as well. But all very much within our capabilities. And one of the main things is getting local businesses involved and being able to attract new businesses into the area as well. That's one of the main reasons DEFRA are backing us.
Yeah, they'll benefit from all of that.
Actually, I gate-crashed a coffee morning in Wappenham this morning. A lot of retired people there, of course.
You ruffian.
But the interesting twist was... why they needed faster broadband. But when their children and grandchildren visit, they complain that they can't use their iPods and iPhones and all the rest of it. So we really need to provide decent speeds for every section of the community, right, from grandparents, parents, home workers, small businesses alike.
Up to little chiselers who want to play a game. Listen, Eric, good stuff. Good on you. And it must, this kind of thing really sort of brings a community together, and it sounds like you're doing the biz. Good
That's
luck with
it.
That.
Yeah,
and let us know when you're going to turn it on.
Yes, we will.
We'll come play a fanfare for you. All right. You take care.
Thanks.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Oh, good stuff. Right, you're listening to the Lunchtime Consumer Programme.